From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Legislation seeking to make it easier for farmers to use drones for targeted pesticide applications passed 72-0 in the California Assembly and now moves on to the Senate. Sponsored by the California Farm Bureau, Assembly Bill 1016 would expand the Department of Pesticide Regulations authority to create training programs for drone aerial applicator licensing. Orange Coast College recently announced the creation of an associate science degree in unmanned aerial systems. Producer sentiment fell to its weakest reading since last July as the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer Index declined 19 points to 104 in May. The Index of Future Expectations declined 22 points to 98, while the Index of Current Conditions fell 13 points lower than a month before at 116. Crop price weaknesses helped trigger the sentiment decline. And Corteva and the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, announced a new collaboration to support Ukrainian farmers' access to crop inputs, financing, and post-harvest storage. A Corteva spokesman says Ukrainian farmers are entering this planting season facing immense challenges. Corteva Agrisciences, which decided to withdraw from Russia, is increasing its production of hybrid corn and sunflower seeds in the region by 30% over the next 5 years.
With today's agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.